32 plants would have been affected by the proposal, and 270 state employees would have been laid off. The plants are located at various University of Wisconsin campuses and state prisons. They're worth an estimated $150 million, even after offsetting millions in debt. Lawmakers tucked the provision into the budget on the last night it was considered in committee. Doyle criticized their move and compared it to a homeowner selling a house's furnace to a private company.
Once they own that furnace, they'll decide how much over time they're going to charge you to heat or cool your home. And many of these facilities are intricately linked with the operation of the institution itself.
But Waukesha Assembly Republican Scott Jensen, who authored the provision, claims Doyle's tone has changed compared to a couple months ago. At that time, Jensen says members of the governor's administration encouraged the idea. A Doyle spokesman says that's flat out not true, and that Jensen never showed his proposal to anyone before introducing it. Jensen says he'll continue to work on the idea because the state has no business generating its own power.
State government, just like everybody else, can just plug into the network and get its electric power from private providers so that the state can then focus its efforts on things like caring for the poor, for health care for the elderly, and educating our children.
Doyle says the employees who would have been affected will be safe until at least 2007. He says he may need the legislature's help to permanently restore some of the positions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.